Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 315 of this wonderful leap year, marking Tuesday the 10th of November of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1619, René Descartes had the dream that inspired his Meditations on First Philosophy, the dream known as I Had a Dream, Therefore I Am. In 1871, on this date, Henry Morton Stanley encountered David Livingstone near Lake Tanganyika in Central Africa with the immortal words, Dr. Livingstone, I presume. Now, we all know that he said that, but nobody would know that he had said that unless he thought it was really smart and then told everyone about it. So I think it's the proof that Henry Morton Stanley was a bit of an asshole. Your guest today on the podcast is interspace lawyer Anuvab Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Alice Fraser. It's lovely to be here.
Today we'll be talking about all the latest in India news as our top story. You're our correspondent there. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Bob the Sentient Trash Island's victory in the US election has caused great outrage among Donald Trump and his supporters. In vengeance, Donald Trump has signed an executive order in his remaining months in office that will ban the disposal of all household garbage. Families are now being told to nurture any trash as though it was their own child. After all, said Donald Trump sarcastically, it could be the future leader of the United States, before stopping to kiss a half-filled bag of sloppy meat leavings and assorted medical waste, thus undeniably owning the libtards. Did you follow that story? It was an odd speech. You wouldn't call it a concession speech, would you?
Yeah, I mean, odd is a very kind way of describing it, Alice. I don't know how best to describe it, except to say it was a mix of insanity, feces, and manure. Just coming together in some sort of vociferous diatribe.
On the other hand, it made his perennial facial expression appropriate for maybe the first time.
This is true. Sometimes the good thing about being in this dimension is you don't know if you're seeing the images of him filtered or that's the real human being. So, but that has to do with Wi-Fi signals in space. And, you know, I don't blame anyone but Elon Musk for that, because we're reliant on his intergalactic Wi-Fi.
Speaking of Elon Musk, the crew of brain-chipped Elon Musk pigs currently en route in a spaceship to the Martian prison colony have delighted teenagers on Earth by making a TikTok video. The intrepid oinkstronauts have mimed a zero-gravity dance routine that syncs up to a Billie Eilish song, while also somehow explaining the plot of Fyodor Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov. When asked if this meant young people would actually read the book, an Earth teenager asked me, did you ever read anything or did you get all your pop culture knowledge from The Simpsons? Which is a perfectly cromulent question, although irrelevant to me. Of course, I wasn't allowed to watch TV as a child.
Two questions, Alice. One, well, this is not a question statement. Great use of the word cromulent. doesn't get used
Thank
enough.
You.
To what took us so long to send pigs to space? This is what a lot of my colleagues here are asking.
I mean, the fact that they had to send themselves, that they had to build their own rocket ship and launch it from the face of Mount Rushmore, I think bespeaks a real lag in our willingness to experiment scientifically, not just on animals, but with rockets.
Yeah, it's that animal plus rocket A intersection B area.
You've got Laika the space dog and some worms and a couple of cats. And like, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Why are you not sending full herds of bison, just shooting them at a planet and seeing what happens, you know?
Alice, when I was growing up in socialist India, we didn't have much television. We didn't get any of the shows that you got in the first world.
Again, wasn't allowed to watch them, but I understand my privilege.
Ah, okay. So maybe you had similar entertainment that I had in your dimension when I was younger, which is we had an old man showing up who did different rope tricks with a monkey. And I'm sure the politics in the other dimension is a bit like that, just a man doing tricks with a rope and a monkey. I am just saying, once you're sending things to this dimension, the one we're in,
yes,
I think it's people will want to see different sorts of rope and monkey tricks on a spaceship. I think, you know, you've sent dogs.
There's a long walk to a zero-G monkey rope trick joke, Anavab.
Well, but we can try. I mean, isn't
and
that
again,
what
and probably not as relatable as you think it is, given that people didn't watch the same television / non-television as you did.
This is fair, exactly. But growing up in non-television, almost anything goes. So you
it's
feel
true.
Like, you feel like, you know, in the age of Twitter, you know, I'm watching a TikTok video of a guy smashing an egg on his face 400 times. So why not see a monkey just doing hoops on a spaceship?
Legitimate. That's all the time we have for the stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the world belongs to the oligarchs and we're all just information serfs tilling the attention fields to earn our insultingly small portion of the grain they produce. If you're a messy eater, don't bother with saucepans. Try sauce pants. The hot pants so hot they cook the food that lands on you. Sauce pants. Now a pizza that ass can cook a pizza that pizza. And we're all trying to re-green our gardens and bring bees and wildlife and local flora and fauna back into our small urban spaces. If you would like to build a bird bath in your backyard, try adding half a glass of water to just a normal bowl. That's a preliminary bird bath. And then if you like it, try more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. India news. Anavab, you know about India. You've been to India. Some would say you are from India. What's happening in the world of India right now?
Thank you for asking, Alice. You know, being in our dimension, sometimes you lose track of where you're originally from or where my parents claim I'm from. So I'm from India and I follow its news, her news. Breaking news from India now. There's an Indian doctor, Alice, who's been duped into buying Aladdin's lamp for $93,000. The police in the Indian northern state of Uttar Pradesh have arrested two men who allegedly duped a doctor into buying Aladdin's lamp, which they promised would bring wealth and good fortune. Dr. Lai Khan, who was the person duped, said he believed this whole sales process because one of the salespeople was a genie. When asked what sort of genie skills did he present in the sales process, Dr. Khan replied, "Nothing much really, but I was convinced."
He just put the Zoom background onto his own face and looked otherworldly.
Yes. And all I'm saying, Alice, is that's all it takes nowadays. That's all it takes to sell Aladdin's lamp. Just pretending to be a genie.
I would have believed if somebody dressed up as Jafar and had a talking parrot.
Exactly.
That'd do it for me.
Exactly.
But that's mainly just because I thought Jafar was hot. I'd believe anything that man sold me. So slinky.
And also you hadn't watched any television in years, so you would just...
No, I did not watch television. I was occasionally allowed to watch Disney movies at my grandmother's place, and I did fixate on the Disney villains.
Alice, I'm beginning to think you had a secret life growing up in socialist India. While living in whatever dimension you were living in. But I guess just what I want to ask you about this genie is, do you think we live in a world where it's very easy for someone to be convinced that another man is made entirely out of mist and is coming in and promising nonsense to you, and we believe it?
I feel, first of all, I don't mind a man made of mist. I feel like that solves many of the problems created by men being in rooms. Secondly, I feel like so many of the ideologies that are rotating right now through the intellectual sphere are really a matter of belief. And I feel like people are really working on their belief muscles, ramping them up to a very high pinnacle. For example, anything you say on Twitter is important or matters. That's a good one. I feel that mm-hmm. requires a lot of believing, or QAnon, or, you know, feminism.
You say it with such other dimension sarcasm, Alice. Anyway, so in conclusion, so this man claiming to be a genie sold a lamp for $93,000, and the police said investigations are on, but we're pretty sure he's not a genie.
You cannot arrest that man. Like, I'm sure he spent the whole time just going, there's no way I'm getting away with this. That's not a crime. That's a prank. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But, you know, I live in India, and as a nation, the country I live in, I'm not quite sure if it's genuine or a prank, the nation as a whole. So I think that it's quite symptomatic of who we are. Luckily, the man, Dr. Khan, who was duped, his wife said, fortunately, we held back some of the payment. So that was
half in advance, half when you deliver the magic lamp, because the genie will bring us the second half. That is so wild.
Yeah. And makes you wonder why the real Aladdin was so up for believing stuff. Why didn't he hold back some payment? You know, in the Disney movie, I'd like to have seen Aladdin say, okay, yeah, if I meet this lovely lady, whatever, then maybe I'll give you another
Jasmine.
30% of the payment. Jasmine, thank you. Thank you.
I have a 2-year-old niece.
Well, I secretly watch Aladdin all alone as a 44-year-old man. That's just what you do in this dimension.
I don't think you know what secretly means.
I do not.
That's all the time we have for your top story now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. We don't have time for letters to the editor today, because that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With fewer than 2 months left till the end of the year, if you haven't shared us with your friends and social media, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Anubhav Pal. Anubhav, have you got anything to plug?
Currently, no, I'm just hoping that the outcome of this intergalactic election comes out well. They're counting through the night, but luckily we've got aliens with small hands working on them, so we'll be fine.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Literative on Twitter and Instagram. That's Literative, or for a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, or to support me personally, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.